It is Thursday, the second day of July. And I want to read from James 3 again. I'm reading now 9 to 12. 9 to 12. James 3. With it, that is, with the tongue, we bless our Lord and Father, and with it, the tongue, we curse men who have been made in the image and likeness of God. From the same mouth comes both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives, or a vine produce figs? Neither can salt water produce fresh. How this word, I tell you, friends, how often we fall short in our Christian walk and talk. James calls on us to have no sympathy for ourselves when we speak contrary to what we really are. Jesus calls us light, and sometimes we speak in darkness. We should show no sympathy whatever when we are aware of how we have failed with our tongues. Look at this, and this goes across the border. It doesn't matter where we are, who we are. Listen to what James is saying. Our lips are adjustable, I call it that way, because they can speak one thing on Sunday morning between 11 and 12 or 10 to 12, whatever time you may meet, and it will say something completely contrary to that very thing Monday, and sometimes Monday through Friday or Monday through Wednesday. Peter did this. And I think James is that he's speaking to the church can make us aware of this, as he's saying what the tongue can do. One day it can say just the opposite the following day. And I am looking at Peter. Peter said, Lord, no matter who deny you, I will never deny you. I will never use my tongue in any way that will dishonor you. And what do we find him saying in Mark 14, 17? The scripture says he's using swearing and cursing that was used in that day to say he didn't know Jesus. This, my friend, should crowd us to Christ to ask the Lord to help us not to become people of duplicity, that the same tongue that praises God on Sunday, in fact, some of us don't even have to wait until Monday. When we leave church, what is our language like? When we get in our cars, around the dinner table. Oh, I pray, my dear friends, that we would have been so arrested in our hearts by the Spirit, controlled by the Word of God, that whether we are teaching Sunday school class, speaking to our loved ones in our homes, or speaking to those we work with, it is my prayer that what we speak will be like fresh, refreshing water to thirsty souls. Who knows who you will meet on Monday who needs a good word? And I pray that you and I will have that word, because we would have, our hearts would have been fashioned by the scriptures on Sunday, that we might speak consistently on Monday. Take a look at Matthew 7:16-18. Father, oh, I pray that what our hearts learn as we worship you and as the word of God is opened, that, Father, it will make us men and women whose language is like a cool, refreshing drink, refreshing the hearts of those to whom we speak and about whom we speak, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.